learn today in memory of Ido Baruch. Unfortunately, he lost his life just the other day. Yizech Baruch Hashem Yikum Damo, and all the hostages should return home safely, and soldiers should be safe. We'll say, just a quick point, it's not the main topic of the sugya, but it does appear in Tosos where he says, on Rosh Chodesh, that it's recorded that it's a day that you can't fast. So what does Argama mean? Yibay achel, yibay lo achel. And he ends up saying, yibay achel, yibay lo achel, pass. So that's a whole discussion. Is it usher to fast? If it's usher to fast, is it daraisa, is it rabbanon?
Are there exceptions? You're not married on Rosh Chodesh, right?
That's right. Are there exceptions to the rule? So that's what I said yesterday, that I did. I ended up fasting.
You did?
And the reason behind that, just to mention quickly, the Shulchan Aruch actually talks about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's today, as a Tanis. What's the reason for the Tanis? So it's because it's the day that Nadav died. So that's brought down really in Shulchan Aruch, which is why I mentioned briefly yesterday. Died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And, you know, there's a strong minute to also fast on the day of your wedding, so it's also, you know...
My parents got married Rosh Chodesh El, they did not fast.
They did not, yeah. Then for sure you wouldn't fast.
You
did error, so you fast.
Okay. So bottom line, I'm not saying everyone holds you should fast. I believe Dark Moshe brings down in... it's brought down from the Darkei Moshe that his son, I think, got married on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he told his son to fast. But again, it's not simple. There is a back and forth about it in Poskim. I just happened to hear yesterday, someone mentioned to me that Shirley Bornstein, who is a popular Magid Shir in Daf Yomi, had talked about fasting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he has a fabulous Vilna Gaon that I'll share with you, and then we'll move on. This is a fabulous Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a day that you can fast, but the Shulchan Aruch also brings down that in Chodesh Nisan you're not allowed to fast. Right? So tomorrow you're not allowed to fast. Right? Nisan, right, is a celebratory month. So you don't fast in Nisan, but ironically, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can't fast. What's interesting is that the rest of the year, Rosh Chodesh, you can't fast, and the days of the month, you could fast. So it's so interesting that you have Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Nisan, right? The opposite of the rest of the months of the year. And he said over from the Vilna Gaon, beautiful idea. The Vilna Gaon said that this is also hinted to in the Torah. It says, Achodesh zeh lachem rosh chodeshim, rishon hu lachem lachodshei hashanim. Achodesh zeh lachem rosh chodeshim. Says the Vilna Gaon, how do you translate that? This is, I would say, a little bit midrashic in translation. Achodesh zeh lachem rosh chodeshim. What does that mean? This Chodesh of Chodesh Nisan has a din for you. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, the Chodesh of Nisan has a din of Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. But Rishon Ulachem, the first day of that month of Nisan, Rishon Ulachem L'Chad Sheh Hashanah has a din of the rest of the Chad Sheh Hashanah that you could fast. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, right, this entire month from Beis to Lamed, right, has a din of Rosh Chodesh, you can't fast. Rishon Ulacha, the first day of the month, today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan has a din of Chad Sheh Hashanah, all the rest of the days of the year, the months of the year, where you're allowed to fast. That's how he teaches, that's how he translates. Again, it's more midrashic, and that the irony of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where you can fast, versus right, all other Rosh Chodesh, in which you're not allowed to fast, and the rest of the month of Nisan where you're not allowed to fast, versus the rest of the days of the year where you are allowed to fast. Very, very beautiful, beautiful idea.
What's the reason for that?
Nadav Aviv died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, so that's why it became... Now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, by the way, not to toot my own horn, is a credible, incredible day, right? Rashi says, those who read Rashi carefully and Sifrei Chachamim in the beginning of Vayibe Yom HaShmini, what did Rashi say? Who the Shemayim Mikra and Rashi? What did Rashi say? Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a big day in the calendar. Well, it says that there were 10 crowns, right? Rashi brings it down, that there were 10 crowns that were dispensed on this day. I mean, this day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, today Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is a very, very powerful day. It's interesting, it's brought down that Rosh Chodesh has a certain mila over Yantav. Certain Kedusha, certain mila over Yantav. Certain Kedusha, certain mila over Yantav. And that's brought down in the Chida. It's interesting that one aspect of Rosh Chodesh is that it connects to Dov HaMelech. We say in Kiddush HaChodesh, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, it's based on the Gemara in Seches Rosh Hashanah, where there was a tekufa that couldn't really publicize the Kiddush Levana, so the code was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, right? And some explain that it's not just a random code, but actually there's a really strong connection between Rosh Chodesh and David HaMelech. It's brought down, this is, I've heard, it's brought down that David HaMelech is the fourth member of the chariot, right? The chariot of HaKadosh Baruch, whatever that means, the Merkava, you have Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and then David. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the Torah brings down, connect to the different Yom Tov. Avraham connected Pesach, Yitzhak connected Shavuos, Yaakov connected Sukkos, David connected Rosh Chodesh. David and Rosh Chodesh. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. There's something about David that connects to Rosh Chodesh. And some explain that Rosh Chodesh is really a celebration of the future. Nowadays, Yantav is a very big day. Rosh Chodesh is a half a Yantav. But in the future, in Moshe Mashiach, it's going to be a whole Yantav. It's going to be a big Yantav. And David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, talk about the Gula and the future. David HaMelech connects to the future. Rosh Chodesh is a celebration of the future. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And again, this is, surely mentioned this idea. Just happened, someone shared it with me last night, and I want to share it with you. Just a beautiful idea. Then we'll move on. Tosos, where he said that all the 12 months of the year correspond to different Shvatim. Okay, so every month has its Shevet, and the month of Nisan corresponds to Yehuda. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan corresponds to Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda, of course, is the progenitor of David HaMelech, of the future of Klal Yisrael, of Mashiach. And the idea that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in particular, is a time of thinking of Gula v'Nisan Nigla v'Nisan Asidu v'Yigal. It's time that we think of the future, David HaMelech, David HaMelech and Mashiach. So anyway, I'm just talking about Chodesh Nisan. Those are some ideas that I wanted to share. Someone mentioned it. Someone shared it with me last night. I'm sharing it with you today. Okay, let's go back into Tosos. What does Tosos say? So Tosos, on Daf Mem Tesam the days. Oh, you know, we didn't read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara first. I'm sorry. What does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yidi Barav and Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Nach and Amar Shmuel, Tav lo hiskish al Rosh Chodesh b'tfila machzira nosa. Okay, so a person made a mistake. He didn't mention Yala B'Yava. Right? In davening, what's the din on Rosh Chodesh? Machzira nosa. He has to go back. V'berchas hamazon ein machzira nosa. In benching, you don't go back. That's the chilak, and that's, of course, that's how we paskin. If anyone has a suda today, I mentioned, you know, the Indian of a suda. So if you eat a suda today, if you have lunch today and you wash and you forgot Yalav Yavo, you don't go back. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, if you forget Yalav Yavo in Mincha, then you have to go back. So Amar Lei Rav Avin, Rav Ami. Ma'ishna Tefila, u'ma'ishna Berachas Hamazon. What's the difference? Amar Lei, Ach, didika shali. I had the same question. V'she'ilte l'Rav Nachman. And I asked this question to Rav Nachman. V'omar liminei, the Mar Shmuel. And he said to me, in the name of Mar Shmuel, lo shemiel. Okay, so it sounds like they didn't really know much about this. Like, what is the difference? Ella nech zianan, but let's think about it and let's look into this. Tfila dechova hi machzir no so. Berchus mazona di bayachli baylo achli machzir no so. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between davening and benching? So tfila is an absolute chiyuv. Tfila dechova hi machzir no so. Right? It's such an important thing you need to do. You have no options. You got to daven. Absolutely nothing to discuss. So, okay, so you have to daven, which means you have to insert Yalav Yavo, which means it's something that we expect you and need you to do. And if you don't, you got to go back. But Berachas Hamazon says the Gemara, how could we force the guy to go back for Yalav Yavo? You can't force him to go back if we never expected him to say Yalav Yavo in the first place. Right? How would he not say Yalav Yavo in the first place? Because he cannot eat bread in the first place. Right? He could have not eaten and not needed to wash and not needed to bench. So now that he benched and he doesn't say Yalav Yavo, you're going to make him go back? He didn't need to say Yalav Yavo in the first place. He could have circumvented the whole Yalav Yavo. So now that he has to bench and therefore would say normally Yalav Yavo, if he forgot. It's not ma'akev. Right, that's the lumdus the Gemara gives. Elamiata, that's the case. Shabbasas v'yamim tovim, delo sagi, delo achel. Shabbos and yantev. Right? It's not enough, delo achel. Meaning, you have to eat on Shabbos, you have to eat on yantev. You can't get away with not eating. Hachinami di tal hadar. So the same thing should be for Shabbos and yantev, that if you made a mistake, the din is, you have to go back. Right? And this is even in benching. So the Gemara says, Amalayin, you're right. Damar Shiloh, Amarav, Ta, Chozal Rosh. It's exactly the debt. You have to go back. If you forget Yalav Yavo, Shabbos and Yantav, you go back. We saw that. I, Amarav, Hun, Amarav, Ta, Amar Baruch, Shinasal. Right? Like the Gemara earlier. The Gemara says, no, Lavit Marlo, Loshan, Elosh, Lopasak, Batov, Ametiv. Lopasak, Batov, Ametiv, Chozal Rosh. Bottom line, what do we say about someone who forgot Yalav Yavo? The din is, you get Yalav Yavo, Shabbos and Yantif, or it's say, you got to go back. Consistent with the rule that we said, that Ibai Achel, right, if you have, I'm sorry, what's the phrase? The phrase is, Lo Saki Dilo Achel, right? That's the Gemara's phrase. You have no choice, you have to eat. Any day that you have no choice, you have to eat. So what's the din? Says the Gemara. If you forget Yalav Yavo and benching, you got to go back. And hence we paskin on Yontif, where you have to have a suda, you have to go back. Okay, that's the Gemara. And of course Shabbos as well. If you forget Ritzei, you have to go back. Okay. Now there's a lot here that needs to be unpacked. Let's first look at the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. Okay, let's look at that Gemara together. Okay. So what does the Gemara say there? So the Gemara in Sefer Sukkah says the following. It's a Mishnah and then a Gemara. The Mishnah has a machlokas of Eliezer Omer, Arba Asa Suda Stayab Adam Lachla B'Sukkah. You're chayav to have 14 meals B'Sukkah. Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. V'Achachamim Omerim. No, Ein L'Davar Kitzva. Chutz M'Layla. You know, there's no such number. There's no, you know, there's no such rule. Chutz milele yontav rishon shel chag lebad. The only rule that we have is that on the first night of sukkahs, one must have a meal in the sukkah. Okay, let's skip the next part of the Mishnah. So we have a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Is it a chiyuv to have 14 meals in the sukkah, or what seems to be, according to the Chachamim, only one meal in the sukkah? That's an absolute chiyuv. So the Gemara says, "My time at Rabbi Eliezer. What's pshat? Rabbi Eliezer, a teshu came to do. Ma dira achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. Right? Just like you live it, you know, in your home, typically people in those days had two meals, you know, a day meal and a night meal. Teshu came to do. You have to do what you do at home in the sukkah. So in the sukkah as well, you have to have a day meal and a night meal. Achas b'yom, achas b'layla. V'rabbanan. So how did the Chachamim disagree with that? Kedira now. Ma dira iba yachl iba yala achil. Just like when it comes to dira, meaning when you live at home, right? We have a choice. Iba yachl iba yala achil. Av sukkanami iba yachil iba yala achil. You have a choice. Meaning at home, you don't need to have two meals. Reuven, is there a chiyuv to have two meals every day at home? In theory, I guess, if you're on a diet and you don't want to have a meal, so then you can skip a meal at home. There's no chiyuv. So the same thing is true on sukkahs, right? It's the same thing. So teshu kein tadiru. So you could eat. You could also not eat. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, there's no need to have 14 meals mandatory in the sukkah. So the Gemara continues and says, so then why on the first night of sukkahs do the Chachamim say you have to eat in the sukkah? Right? We should say, if you're interested, if you're hungry, then yes, otherwise not. So Amar Yochanan Shem Rav Shem Minyot Sadak Nemar Kan Chamisha Asar Nemar Chamisha Asar B'chag HaMatzos. The very famous Gzeir Shavah, otherwise known as, has it known in the Yerushalayim HaYeshivas? Right, this Gzeir Shavah? Gzeir Shavah Tesvav Tesvav. Okay, that's how it's known in the Yerushalayim HaYeshivas. So the Gzeir Shavah Tesvav Tesvav Ma LaHalom Lai LaHarishim Chova Mikan Ve'eler Chushas Afkan, Laila Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'eler Chushas. Okay, so just like over there, the first night is a chiyuv, the second night, or the first day, from then on, is just voluntary, right? You don't have to have a grand meal, says the Gemara, on the rest of the days of Pesach, and nights of Pesach. So too, on Sukkot, Laila Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'eler Chushas. Alright, John, does it make sense? So that's what it's saying. The Chacham say that that you have Gzeir Shava, Tazvav, which tells us you have to have a first night meal. How do you know by Mat that by Pesach you have to have the meal the first night? Amar Krav, the Erev Tofu Matzos, HaKasuf Kvo Chova. What does that mean? The Torah establishes it as an obligation, the Erev Tofu Matzos. You don't have a choice, right? And Rashi explains it. I'm not going to read the Rashi now, but I hope you probably saw it already in Rashi explains some of the details of these drashos, right, where Ezra, we're saying now that you have to have a first meal on the night of Pesach, Seder night, of course, Be'erav Tov L'Matzos. So you have to have that, and you have to have that Seudah. Tesvav drags it over to Sukkah. But the rest of Sukkahs, according to the Gemara, sounds like you don't need to have a meal. Now, this is, of course, very, very troubling. Very troubling. Let's jump into Tosos. Okay, so Tosos brings up this obvious stira in Maseches Brachos. We'll see Tosos and Sukkah as well. Let's see Tosos in Maseches Brachos. Okay. So what does Tosos say in Maseches Brachos? V'im Tomer. Says Tosos. V'hav Rosh Chodesh miyom edelo le'esanos v'homo v'megilos tanis. Right? The Gemara earlier had said about Rosh Chodesh, you have a choice. You can eat or you cannot eat. We know from Megillas Tanis, we know Rosh Chodesh is accounted as one of those days that you have to eat, you can't fast. Right, you hear the problem here? How is it that you're not eating on Rosh Chodesh? You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh lomar. And again, we mentioned briefly that question, you know, that Indian of fasting on Rosh Chodesh, and what exactly it's about. V'yesh lomar dachi perusha. Yibay achel v'yibay lo achel pas. Okay? What does it mean? How does Tosos resolve this problem?
You don't have to eat pas.
Right. So you don't have to eat pas. That's what our Gemara means. Ibai achel, ibai lo achel in our suga means you don't have to eat pas. That's what it means. You don't have to have a suda with bread. But certainly says the Megillas Tanis, are you allowed to fast? Can you eat nothing on Rosh Chodesh? Sammy, of course not. Right? You have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Hope everyone ate today. Everyone, raise your hand. Everyone ate? Good. Otherwise, it'll make you have candy or something. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Do you have to have a suda with washing and benching and pass. No. Tosfos says no. Okay, so that's Tosfos' resolution to this kash. Okay, that's not the main focus of Tosfos. Tosfos' main focus is now that we establish that we have a problem, because Avol B'yantif, based on what we just said, that Yantif is different than Rosh Chodesh. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that on Yantif you have to eat Tzarech Lechol Pas, right? And that's pretty evident from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it sounds like on Yantif you have to wash. You have to wash. Okay, is everyone, yeah, everyone with me, yeah? So Tosfos says that Yantif you have to wash. You have to have a suda on Yantif. So what's the obvious kasha, the tema? If it's true that you have to wash and bench on Yantif, it's very difficult. Darminim b'sukkah, it says Masechah Sukkah, Ibai achel, Ibai lo achel, chutz milay lo rishon adyav, tesvav, tesvav, michag amatos. Says Tosfos, I don't understand. We just read a second ago, the Gemara in Sukkah said, why is it that the Chachamim hold you only have one suda the first night of Sukkot? Gzeira Shavah Tesvav Tesvav. But every other night, every other day of Sukkot, you don't have to eat Ibai Achli, Ibai Loach. You don't have to eat, which means, doesn't mean necessarily you could fast, right? That doesn't mean, right? But what does it mean, according to Tosfos? You don't have to have pas. Right, you buy achil, you buy lo achil. Sammy means you don't have to have pas, you don't have to wash. So this is a major kasha, right? Our Gemara says, according to Tosfos, it's pretty clear and evident in our sugya that you do have to wash on Yantiv. You have to have a suda on Yantiv. Right, you have to have a suda on Yantiv. That's what our Gemara says, and therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to go back. And the Gemara is pretty clear in Maseches Sukkah that you don't have to have a suda on Yantif, except for the first night. How do you put the two together? Okay, so Tosfos says an answer here, we'll read in a second. But just be mindful of the fact that Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah has a different answer. Okay, so there are going to be two different, very different approaches to this question in Tosfos. Tosfos here and Tosfos there. Okay, let's look first at Tosfos in Maseches Brachos. What does he say? V'yishlom v'lachi perusha she'inu tzarech lachol b'sukkah im lo yitzah. Aval b'shul yantiv tzarech lachol. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, I'll tell you the answer. Says Tosfos, in Maseches Sukkah, pshat is that you don't need really sukkah. You don't need sukkah on the rest of the days. It's not a chi of sukkah. What is it? It's a chi of suda. B'shul yantiv tzarech lachol. When the Gemara says, Ibai achel, Ibai lo achel, in Maseches Sukkah, right? What does Tosfos learn? What does it mean? It's a chi of suda. Right? I'm sorry. It's not a chi of sukkah. That's what Tosfos means. That's how Tosfos learns. Ibai achli, ibai lo achli in the Gemara Maseches Sukkah means there's no chi of sukkah on the rest of the days of Yantif. Meaning, there's no absolute chi of to eat in sukkah on the rest of Yantif. The only time there's a chi of sukkah is the first night. Our Gemara that says on Yantif you have to eat. What's the Gemara saying? What legislation is there?
It's Medin Yantif.
In Medin Yantif, there's a Chiyuv Suda. So Tosfos has a very long Dishachap here. It's a long Dishachap.
Very brisker.
Very briskery, right? Tosfos is saying there's Tzvei Dinim here. There's Chiyuv Suda and there's Chiyuv Sukkah. There's Chiyuv Suda. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says there's a chi of suda all yantif. And then there's a chi of sukkah. Is there a chi of sukkah? Is there a chi of sukkah on the second day?
No.
No, there's no chi of sukkah. There's chi of suda. Oh, so then Tosfos says, well, it's a nice brisker lamdas, but lamaisa, lamay nafkamina. V'im Torah, lamay nafkamina im tzarech lachol b'shul yantif or b'shul sukkah. Either way, once you say there's a chi of suda, which there is on Yantif, What are we going to tell you to do? Get you in the sukkah. So am I nafkamina? So says Tosas. No. There's nafkamina. What is that? Says Tosas, umihu omer, rabbeinu Yehuda, nafkamina, kigon shayaradu kishamen, v'achlu chutzal sukkah. Ah, what if it's raining? The hashtag, im chod yantiv shapir. If the Indian of sudas yantiv chod yantiv, so then you're yotze. But if it's because of Chiyuv Sukkah, well then, the rest of the days of Yantif, you don't need to eat again. But on the first night of Yantif, you have to eat again. You have to go back and eat in the Sukkah, because it's a Chiyuv Sukkah, the Alfino and Tesla, Tesla, Michag, and Matzos. Okay, this is a beautiful Lamdish Toysis, really. Snacks of brisker lambdas, right? What is Tosfos saying? He's saying, listen, there's a chilek between chiyuv suda and chiyuv sukkah. Well, my nafkamina, what if you ate in the sukkah? I'm sorry. What if you couldn't eat in the sukkah, right? Because it was raining, so you ate indoors. No, you're yotze right now. So what do we say?
You're yotze
midin yantav, but not sukkah. So you're yotze midin yantav. And if there would be a chiyuv sukkah, if there would be a chiyuv sukkah. If there would be a chiyuv sukkah, then you'd have to re-eat in the sukkah, which is what he says. On the rest of the days of sukkahs, if you eat inside and it stops raining, well, I fulfill my chiyuv suda. It doesn't matter where I ate it, and therefore I don't have to eat again. But the first night of sukkahs, it's not just a chiyuv suda, it is also a chiyuv sukkah. So now I have to go back outside after it stops raining to be yotze the chiyuv sukkah. Okay, everyone here? That's what emerges from Tosos. Okay.
But only the first time.
So only the first time.
That's a lot of
Chiyuv Sukkah.
It's a Chiyuv Suda after the first night,
but
not after the
Sukkah.
After the first night.
Correct. Correct. The Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Suda for the rest of the days of Sukkot. It's a Chiyuv Suda, not a Chiyuv Sukkah. Okay, Jonathan, you're with me? Yeah? Got that? Lumbus? Beautiful lungs, yeah.
In America, the second day?
Yeah, second night is similar to the first night. There are chilukim in halacha. It's more similar to the first
night. So if it rained on the first night, would you be able to kind of get
the second
night? Have the last year.
If it rained on the first night.
Yeah.
Well, each night is
stop.
Right. It's not like, oh, if they did one, they're independent, so... It's not like that. Okay. Now, I want to sort of break this down a little further. Tosos in Masechta Sukkah has a very different answer. Right, what does he say? Let's look inside. Look at Tosos in Masechta Sukkah. So Tosos says, Yibay achol, yibay lo achol. Says Tosos, this is again in Masechta Sukkah, about the rest of the meals of Yom Tov Sukkot. Klap. Right, he says it all. Meaning, you have a choice not to eat. Right? If you choose to eat, where do you eat? You eat in the sukkah. Right? Diachal chay lachal b'sukkah. Right? Of course, obviously. But you have a choice. You cannot eat. Then he says, "Umash ma'acha debiyantiv lo avacholah v'ibay lo achal klal chutz milal yantiv rishon." Right, he says, it sounds like you don't have to have a suda on Yantav, except for the first night. Ufizem tav lo hiska shal Yantav b'berchas amazah. Eino tzarech lachzer. Based on the lamdas our Gemara, what would be if you forgot Yalav Yavo on the first day, meaning the day meal of Sukkot? No, what should emerge? If you forgot Yalav Yavo, do you go back?
No.
Because apply what Tosfos just said based on the Gemara Sukkah, to our sugya Masechta Brachos, it would emerge. You don't have to go back. Our Gemara that said that you have to eat on Yantif, right? The lo sagi like lo achil and ta achozer, right? And in ta achozer lo mituk by el abel el Yantif rishon shel Pesach el Yantif rishon shel Chag. Everyone follow his answer? It's a whole different answer than Tosfos and Masechta Brachos that we just learned. What's Tosfos and Sukkah's answer? No. Right? The same kasha. Our Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, it says, You have to eat a suda on Yantif.
Same not.
The Gemara in Brachos, where it says that you have to eat a suda on Yantif. The Gemara in Masechta says you don't have to eat a suda on Yantif. How do you resolve the two Gemaras? How does Tosos the Masechta's Sukkah resolve the Stira? No? Chavra, no? You all learned this Tosos. What does he say? Sammy Haber, what's he saying? What's his resolution? No, what's his resolution?
Shalosos v'yomtov and also kibelo achil in tachoser.
So how do you resolve the stira? So it's not the stira.
No, he said that. He says that
you can eat like.
He said that tomorrow is only on the Dale Risha.
Oh, wow. Oh. Says Tosos, our Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Our Gemara Maseches Brachos, which says you have to eat the yomtiv. You know what that's talking about? Only the first night of the Yantif. A little bit of a dochak, a little bit of a stretch, right? A little bit tough to accept that answer. But that's Tosos's answer in Maseches Sukkah. Okay, it's a very, very different approach. So if I could just expand on that, meaning according to Tosos in Maseches Sukkah, there is no chiyuv su'uda on the Yantif.
Except for the first night.
Right? There is no chiyuv sudan except for the first night. Now, I'd like to word the following chakira. And in light of Tosos, I believe one can suggest that this is the machlokas between the two Bali Tosos in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Sukkah. Okay, listen carefully to the following chakira. Yesh lachkor. The chiyuv to eat on the first night of Sukkot. Okay? Listen carefully to the way I'm going to ask it. Is that a chiyuv su'uda? Or is that a chiyuv sukkah? Okay, so now what really emerges, think about it, Tosos in Maseches Sukkah can easily say, what's the nature of eating the first night of Sukkot, what is that obligation? Chiyuv Suda.
This is in Brachos or Sukkot?
Okay, so we'll get there in a second. Tosos can easily say in Sukkot that normally there's no Chiyuv Suda on Yantif. Tesvav comes along and it's Mechadesh that there's a Chiyuv Suda. And therefore, if there's a Chiyuv Suda, where are you going to eat it? In the sukkah. Now, in Maseches Sukkah, if it rains, what would Tosos say? I don't know.
So in Brachos,
I don't know about that.
Brachos and Suda?
If it's just the Chi of Suda, you had the Suda, Now, Tosos in Maseches Brachos can't learn that way because Tosos Maseches Brachos says that there's a chi of suda every day of Yantif. So what's tesvav, tesvav being machadish? It's a chi of sukkah. And if it's chi of sukkah, if you ate outside the sukkah, because it was raining, you have to re-eat the suda in the sukkah to be yotzei the chi of sukkah. Now, what Jonathan said I think is an important point, and I'm not entirely sure what Tosos would say. You can say Tosos in Maseches Brachos in one of two ways. Either it's a chiyuv, there's a chiyuv suda every day of Yantif. Okay? And on top of that, Tesvav teaches us that on the first night, beside for the chiyuv suda you have, you also have a chiyuv sukkah, which is basically two halachos. And I can see that reading in Tosos Maseches Brachos. Alternatively, and this we may see hints to this in Rishonim, alternatively, what could you say? You could say that Tesvav tells us that the regular Chi of Suda has morphed and has changed. And there's no longer a regular Chi of Suda.
You can say this based off of
what Tosos and Maseches Brachos is doing here. That Tesvav were being koveya that this meal is now a chiyuv sukkah. It changes the whole orientation of the meal. It's not a chiyuv suda plus a chiyuv sukkah. It's a chiyuv suda that's defined by the chiyuv sukkah. Lamai nafkamina. How you say it? The nafkamina, surprisingly, maybe in some of the rules of the Suda. Okay, well, maybe we'll have a chance to get back to that. How you look at it. Is it a Chiyuv Suda plus a Chiyuv Sukkah, or is it just one thing which sort of merges together? Okay.
It's kind of like, what is it defined by? Is it defined by Sukkah, or is it defined by Suda?
Exactly. Or is it just parallel? There are two things that are parallel to one another. Okay. So, and of course, in terms of my presentation of the two Bali Tosos, I would say the Nafkamina, in terms of the two Bali Tosos, would be if it rained first night. Right? According to Tosos Masechta Sukkah, if it rains the first night, I can totally see him saying that you're done. It's a Chiyuv Suda. Yeah.
You're fine.
Versus Tosos Masechta Brachos, that says very clearly, no, you're not done, because you may have done Suda, but you didn't get Sukkah.
But then for combined, what do you do about Talmud's
Isya? What was that?
So where's the...
If you combine them, then I think you still have to go back.
Yeah.
Let's go back. It's a chiyuv. Because it's a chiyuv. Once it's a chiyuv, then you have to go back. It's certainly a chiyuv.
So according to the Baal Tosos in Sukkah, where do you learn chiyuv Sukkah from? Or is there just no chiyuv Sukkah?
When the first night? What?
Yeah, on the first night.
Tesach Tislev.
You said Tosos Pesukah was Chiyuv Suda.
Yeah, that's learned from Tesach Tislev.
Just like what about Chiyuv Sukah?
May not exist. It's just every Suda normally is in the Sukah. Dear?
Yeah.
You're the alumnus? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
NFL.
Yeah. Good. There are a number of different approaches that appear in Rishonim. I ask you to see this in the Rishonim. The Meiri has two approaches as we're sort of trying to figure out some of these differences. He asks this question, right? As you know, this is the Meiri in Sukkah. Then Tomar, he says, Mahu trachnu v'pasach v'kviyas chovah l'layla rishon min ha-mikra u'v'chad u'gzera shabba shabba hol v'yantav u'al kopanim tzarech u'al kopas sh'atayinus b'yantav yisur yisur Torah u'midin simcha. Very strongly worded. And it says the Meiri, I don't understand. Why do I need a pasach telling us the erev tochlu matzos? Right? He even asks it by Pesach. Why do I need Tazvav Tazvav? Interesting, no? I don't need a pasuk b'erev tochlu matzos. Obviously I have to eat matzah. Why is it obvious I have to eat matzah on Pesach night?
Because on all days there's...
Because there's a chiyuv suda on all nights and days of Yom Tov. So of course I have to have a suda. I can't have chametz. What am I having? Obviously I'm going to have matzah. So why does the Torah instruct us to have matzah? Once it tells us you can't have chametz, And it tells us that Yom Tov, you have to have a Suda, so what else are you going to have? Isn't that an interesting Shaila? Like, the Torah doesn't need to tell us you have to have Matzah even. All it needed to tell us is you can't have Chametz, plus it's a Yom Tov, and you have to have a Suda, which he writes here very strongly. He says, the Yom Tov, he says, requires you to eat Pas, you cannot fast, Minat Torah, Midin Simcha. Wow. Strong, no? That's a strong formulation of the Meiri. He says, again, you have to eat Pas, you cannot fast Minat Torah, it's an Isser Daraisa to fast on Yom Tov, and Midin Simcha.
So
his question now is, why do I need Berev Tochlu Matzos? Why do I need Tesvav? Tosos doesn't ask it as strongly. Tosos asks it a little bit more, you know, a little less aggressively, and only about Sukkah. The Meir, he's like, phew, wow, that's a strong, that's like extreme in his formulation. So what does he say? V'yesh lo taratz. Ba, she'u mali gzera shava lo hayu chayavim bo b'pas mitoras sukkah, ela mitoras yantav. Okay? Great lamdas, no? Zach, it's oozing with that same lamdas. He said, without the gzera shava, I would know you have a chiyav pas, chiyav suda, but mitoras yantav, not mitoras, right? Not mitoras sukkah. Ba'ach shavi says, chayavim bo mitoras yantav, u mitoras sukkah, v'lav v'alav v'shtayim. Wow. What does he say? He says, and what's the Tasvav? Tasvav teaching you? That there are two, basically, two dinim, two legs. Right? Going back to the point that I said before. In the Meiri, it's abundantly clear. How does he learn? They don't merge together. Right? It's not like they merge as one chiyuv. No, there are two parallel chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv suda and a chiyuv sukkah. And if you don't eat the first night of Sukkot, guess what? You violated two dinim and two daraisas. You were mevato the daraisa of Suda, which he says in Issur Torah, and of course the mitzvah daraisa of Sukkah. So, like the Gemara says in many places, lav rala b'shtayim, the concept that the Torah repeats itself multiple times to tell you you violated two different things, here as well. Why does the Torah have to tell us this? And Echlami, it's redundant, but you're violating two different Yisurim. It's an unbelievable line in the Meir. Then he goes on, he has another unbelievable line. By the way, I'll just add that if the Meir says what he says, it's probably because he didn't see any distinction between, in Halacha, between these two obligations. Which I think is important to know. Meaning, if the Meir saw a difference in the nature of the Chiyuv, that would have been the obvious reason why it was repeated. So I'm being medayik in the answer of Meiri, the first answer of Meiri, that there is no halachic difference between Chiyav Suda and Chiyav Sukkah, which is really interesting if you think about what that means in halach. He has a second answer. He says, O Shema lo nischai mi Torah yantav ela kadesh lo yavar yantav betanis. This is unbelievable. This is not. I hope you had a chance to like think about this for a while. This is unbelievable what he says here. This is wild. It's a wild thing. It's wild. In his second answer, it's mamish wild. He says that had it not been for Tesvav, Tesvav, I wouldn't have eaten a Suda on the night of Sukkot.
Why?
The Chiyuv Suda. He says, nah, not so fast. He says, the main thing is that you shouldn't be fasting on Yontif. Listen, says the Meiri, what if you ate an Erev Yontif to the point where you're feeling full on Yontif, on the night of Yontif? He says, there's no chiyuv to eat. You don't have to have a suda at night. Isn't that amazing? As you hear what he's saying? He's saying that if you ate a suda before Yantar, you would not need, there would be no obligation. There would be no obligation. There would be no obligation to eat a suda that night.
If not for the
Gezer Shabbat. If not for the Gezer Shabbat. Or let's talk about the following. Erev Shavuos, la halacha according to this. No, you hear what I'm saying, Ruben? If you have a meal Erev Shavuos, I'm not saying you should do that, but I guess if you did have a meal Erev Shavuos, according to the Meiri, the second answer, there's no chiyuv to have a suda on the night of Shavuos. It's skipping. Why? In Lamdas is really interesting, right? In Lamdas, it seems like the Meiri is learning that it's not so much about the Maisa Achila, right? Right, Zach, it's not so much about the Maisa Achila that we're looking at. It's not about the Maisa Achila. What are we looking at?
Just being full.
Being full. Right? It sounds like the main thing here is feeling full. It's the totsa'a. The word I would use is totsa'a, is the outcome. Right? That's the main thing. And therefore, it says to me, Yuri, if a person had a meal on Erev Shavuos, he doesn't need to eat a meal that night. Why? Because on Yom Tov you should feel full. Or you shouldn't feel... You shouldn't feel hungry on Yantar. Okay, well, if I feel full because I had a meal on Erev Yantar, then you don't need to have a suda. And I guess if you ate that much, that the next day you felt full, which is, I guess, hard to imagine that you have people like that, that are full from what they ate yesterday. But in theory, I think it's true, right? In theory, it's true. It's a wild idea. It's a wild idea. Wild.
Saying to be full is not that you shouldn't fast?
Meaning you should feel full. You shouldn't feel like you're, you know, not like you're fasting. You don't actually have to eat. And therefore, if you ate Erev Shavuos, it's okay. You don't have to eat at night, you know, on Shavuos. Now, a couple of things about this, which I think are fantastic. Fantastic. What does Tesvav teach us? Tesvav teaches us that you have to actually eat something. But also what's interesting about this, and this is a little bit of a kasha, tzartin, I don't really understand it. Well, according to this, what did you eat on Erev Sukkos? Did you dafka have bread? Do you hear him asking already? I mean, did you dafka have bread? Is that what we're saying? You had bread? What if I had poppers, french fries, steak, mashed potatoes? Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? I had a whole lavish meal I just didn't watch on Erev Sukkos, or Erev Shavuos. I feel stuck when Shavuos night comes. But then you're going to tell me I have to wash and have a meal? Do I?
No.
I don't really understand. Meaning, if you have a meal, you have to wash. If you have a meal on Erev, you have to, where you suck yourself and you feel full, then you don't want. I don't know. I'm not sure. You're asking, meaning, normally you have to, we say you have to wash, which is what the Meiri himself said earlier. Right? You have to have pass. But then he says, but if you eat enough on Erev Yom Tov, then you're okay. But what if you ate enough but just didn't wash on Erev Yom Tov, but you feel stuffed on the night of Yom Tov, so then you're good, you're not good?
And you would say you only have a suda?
That's what the Meiri said, the second answer. You don't. That's the chiddush of Tesvav Tesvav. Erev Shavuos, if you have a meal, you don't have to have a suda on the night of Shavuos. No cheesecake, no. It's fear of knowledge, no cheesecake. So this is Tzarchi, and I don't really understand that point in Meiri. There are a couple other mahalchim I want to get to. We'll have to continue this in Mishnah Shem tomorrow. Okay, so everyone should have a wonderful day.
Great.